acceptance is very simple but doesn't come easy, because we always end up judging the situation, judging ourselves or judging others or judging the situation. Either way, you are just bringing suffering upon yourself. So here's a small introduction I want to give you. We are always just victims of judgment. The only thing that we always do consistently is to judge ourselves in a situation, or judge others' behavior towards us, or we are in judgment of the situation, the environment. Every time we're always judging one thing or the other, and we become victims of our judgment, and that is the greatest suffering that we are always living. So what we have to do is to learn to rise above our judgments. Welcome to Agar Meditation for all the ones who have just joined now. And let us go on to the first meditation, and then I will do the explaining as we go about. So the standard instructions, if you are sitting on the ground, do not use a backrest. You can raise your hips by sitting on a blanket or sitting on an elevated surface, and so that your back remains straight. And if you are sitting on a chair, make sure your legs are not crossed. Please do not sit on a couch. If you sit on a couch, then your hips go below your knee level, and so your back cannot remain straight. So always sit on a chair with a hard surface so that your legs can be beside each other and your back can remain straight. These are necessary for you to do because the energy that travels through your body should heal you, heal the body, should heal all the remnants of karma that exist in the body. And that is the reason why we ask you to follow these specific instructions. And now, I want you to sit with your back straight, your neck and head in a straight line. Take a few breaths to just breathe. Just take a few breaths and breathe in and out. Do not breathe forcefully, just breathe normally. Just relax your breathing. In front of you, imagine a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top. This represents your higher consciousness, while you yourself see that you are sitting in a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. In your inner scene, see yourself walking to this pole and hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. And walk back to your seat connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. We all need this higher consciousness primarily because we need something to hold on to, something that is within us, something that's permanent, something that does not age with time, something that you can always reach out to without going anywhere. And that higher consciousness is within us. You can visualize the higher consciousness as a ball of light or as any name and form of God that you worship, or you can even visualize it as whatever that you want, your guru, your guide, your mentor, your parents, whoever you wish, you can put them in the place of the higher consciousness. The one thing is that you must trust this higher consciousness completely. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any restlessness, any clutter, any confusion, any doubts, any anxieties, whatever that distracts you, breathe it out. You don't have to believe in it. You don't have to trust it. Just do the practice. Breathe in the relaxing energy. Breathe out all restlessness, all clutter, all confusions, all anxieties, all restlessness. Ask your higher consciousness to send this relaxing energies to you and through you. Let it fill your entire being and go to wherever it needs to go. It knows where it has to go. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, psychological, whatever. We need healing. Breathe in this healing energy. And breathe out any pain, any distress, any hurt feelings, anything that you feel that is uncomfortable. Release it. Again, ask your higher consciousness to send this healing energy to you and through you. Let it heal your entire being, your body, your mind, your emotions. Let it heal every part of you and let it flow through you and go to wherever it has to. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative memories, negative experiences, negative feelings, negative judgments. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe it in. And breathe out any tiredness, any fatigue, any weakness, any guilt, any low self-worth, low self-esteem. Let this love strengthen you. Let this love wash away everything that you do not require. To make this feeling more powerful, imagine a flower in the center of your chest. Observe whether this flower has blossomed, whether it is a bud, or whether it is wilted. Either ways, order this flower to come into full bloom. Let this flower face the higher consciousness. As you breathe in, draw all the love, all the strength that your higher consciousness is sending to you. Breathe it in deeply through the flower. Let it fill your entire being. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, any fatigue, any boredom, any weakness. Let it take away any guilt, sense of low self-worth or low self-esteem, or everything else that you are willing to release. Let this love flow to you and through you. Come back to conscious awareness. And open your eyes when you're ready. Acceptance. In simple words, acceptance means to let everything be as it is. So the question is, how do we not get affected when people behave differently? The answer is to accept the fact that their behavior is abnormal, but to not judge that their behavior is abnormal. That's what acceptance is. Accept the fact that someone is fuming with rage, but do not judge that the person is angry at you. There's a difference between acceptance and judgment. When you judge, you are willing to receive what the other person is sending towards you, is throwing towards you. But when you accept, then you recognize that the person is behaving differently from his true nature, but you do not participate in that showcase, in that behavior. How do you do it? The practice is to just recognize and observe without absorbing. It is important for us to learn how to just observe. Imagine there are two people fighting on the street. You look at them fighting on the street. Nothing affects you because you don't know either of them. But there are a few people who get affected when they watch any two people fighting, even if they don't know them. There are a few of them. But these are people who are hypersensitive, which means that they are careless to their emotions. they do nothing to keep their emotions under their wrap. It is important for us to respect our feelings. We must not be careless towards them. The ones who are angry, the ones who get upset, the ones who throw their rage, the ones who want to share their stories of misery, these are the people who are irresponsible towards their feelings. The ones who are responsible towards their feelings, they use every experience to learn. And when you learn, you grow. And when you grow, you no longer get affected by how other people behave. So if you listen to me, I said how other people behave. It's not towards you. That is their behavior. Now, why do they behave like this with you? That's because you have given them the notion, the understanding that you are available whenever they want to throw their emotions. So if you want today to change yourself from being affected to accepting the fact that their behavior is abnormal and you no longer wish to participate, then do not allow yourself to participate. There will be a lot of anger because you choose no longer to react. There'll be a lot of anger that you refuse to meet the other person's eyes and you refuse to listen. But there has always been anger, isn't it? But today the anger is only one-sided. Let it be so. Do refuse to participate. Do not participate in this anger. And that way you will realize that you simply did not get affected. There were these two brothers. One of these brothers asked for a contact from another brother. The older one asked for a contact information of Mr. X from the younger brother. The younger brother, out of courtesy, said, "Let me ask that person and then give you the number." The older brother got infuriated and he asked, "Is this person a prime minister? Can't you just give the number? Who do you think you are talking to?" These were the messages that were being exchanged. And soon the words turned into anger. And the kind of messages that started coming towards the younger brother were of anger, were very upsetting. But the younger brother was in no mood to respond. So he simply let the messages come without reading them. The weather between the two of them was hot. So the younger brother decided not to read the messages. The next morning, the night passed, and the next morning, the younger brother opened the messages. And he just browsed through the messages. Now that the tempers have become gone cold, and now that there is no more hot weather between the two of them, there is dispassion in the messages. So he reads the messages as if he's reading news. And at the end of it, he just writes a one-liner to his older brother. "I think you need to work on your feeling of being a victim of circumstances." Because he was simply an observant now, with the weather not being hot between the two of them, there was no need to react. Reaction is simply not occurring in the younger brother. This is exactly what you need to do. Do not participate when the weather is hot. It is like a hot plate on the stove. When it is hot, if you touch, your hand will burn. But when the same hot plate is not on the stove, then you'll be comfortable to hold it for however long you want. It will not affect you. The beginning of the practice of acceptance starts with separating your emotions from your memories. Because you're scarred by your judgments, you're scarred by your memories. So when that person stands in front of you, your next question is, what now? Your unconscious memory eats into you. It feeds you all the weapons that you need, which will make you ready for a battle, for the next battle. What you need to do is to flush out the unconscious memory so there is no more remnants of anger, no more remnants of hate or hurt. That is the practice of Mahopeksha that we do, which brings us to the practice of acceptance. For those of you who are new to this meditation today, you can go on to our website, agarhealing.com, and you will see Mahopeksha, which is there. You can listen to that audio. There's a practice, you can do that. When you practice, you come into acceptance. Now, why is acceptance so important? Do you know people who feel hurt, people who carry anger, hatred, jealousy, envy, these are the people who get cancers. You don't need to. And when you let go of all those, when you separate your emotions from your memories, which I have seen personally when I have put some people with cancers through these experiences, I have seen in the PET scans how the cancers have gone away. These practices are extremely powerful. So let us do some practice today to bring ourselves to this practice of acceptance. Fairly simple. There's a few things that you need to remember. And the ones that cause maximum hurt are the ones who are closest to you, because they take you for granted. If you were to come to me, you will have to create a good impression. But if you have to interact with someone whom you have been interacting with every day, there's no need to create the impression, because they already have an impression of you, so it doesn't matter. And so, no matter how you behave, they will always have an impression about you, so there's no need to create an impression. But if you go through that one little step of creating that impression, even with those people who are closest to you, then you are going one extra step in creating your own self-worth, which is a very powerful way of living. You're not making them happy, but you are just telling them, showcasing who you are. So how do you do this acceptance thing? Let us say someone is angry with you. Let us say someone is throwing words towards you. You just have to remind yourself, there's something terribly wrong that's happened with him or her, that they are throwing out so much of anger. It's okay. I have nothing to do with it. This is what you have to tell yourself. And you have to remind yourself every single time the person gets angry. It's that simple. It is that simple. You just have to remind yourself that there's something terribly wrong what's happened with this person, and he or she is choosing to bring all of it out. I have nothing to do with it. But it is not easy. That's because we remember this mantra only after the barrage of words have happened. So what does it take for us to bring it before? The answer is awareness and practice. So if you fail to remember, don't beat yourself up. You just laugh at yourself and say, I missed, I forgot. And then say, now I will not. Next time, I'll remember. If you are the reason for anger for the dear one, what to do? You have awareness. You can tell your partner, I'm losing my temper. There's one thing which I practice, which I wish to share with you. I never say sorry. And never say I'm sorry. Because people who say they are sorry will have another opportunity to say that they are sorry. So today you said sorry, tomorrow you will get angry and again you say sorry. The day after tomorrow you get angry and you say sorry. So what I do is I never say sorry. I say I behave badly. You have to beat up your ego. You have to expose your ego. So you say I behave badly. I will correct myself and be brutally honest and truthful with yourself and do correct yourself. The next time you're getting angry, you tell your partner or whoever, your child, your parent, whoever, I'm getting angry, I'm losing my temper. When you have awareness, that's what happens to you. You recognize that you're losing your temper. You said, I'm losing my temper. And then it gives the partner immediately gets it, and especially if they are women, they are very quick, they'll just keep quiet. And when they keep quiet, it becomes easy for you, because then you don't have a trigger. When you don't have a trigger, you don't fire. But everything takes awareness. Nothing happens without awareness. Awareness is necessary, which is why we meditate. Meditation makes us quicker than the mind. You just watch the mind getting into that emotion. Just watch the mind getting into that feeling of poor me. You become quicker than the mind. Such a beautiful thing, isn't it? So when you don't meditate, then you are again a victim of your own emotion, your own judgment of yourself, or a victim of others' emotions towards you, and a victim of your judgment towards others. So rise. Now is the opportunity. There is no future. Now is the opportunity. Now you start working with yourself. Now you start accepting yourself. Every single moment is an opportunity for you to work with yourself. Be it the traffic, be it the hotel, be it in a railway station or an airport or a bus station or an auto rickshaw, be it your driver, be it you, be it your family. Every single moment is an opportunity for you to work with yourself. There is no other playground waiting out there for you to work with yourself. This is your playground. Every single moment is your playground. If I repeat my mistake again, why not other gets again angry with more intensity? How to handle? So you have to focus. These are questions I'm receiving. If I commit repeated mistakes now, I can realize how to act now. This is a ego game, you know. So when you start getting better, now you want the other person also to get better. Focus on your journey. Don't focus on others' journey. Others' journey is their responsibility. Your journey is your responsibility. I remember many years ago, there was this lady who was so angry. And when her anger simmered down, the daughter-in-law raised her anger. He said, now it's my turn. But if the mother-in-law went back and said, that, how dare you? Then all the learning that she had, she will lose it in a moment. But the mother-in-law chose not to. She said, okay, this is karma. Paying back. So he just kept quiet and stopped identifying with anything that the daughter-in-law was doing. And she said that, I have blundered. I have behaved badly in the past. And I know that my behavior will have its consequences. But the consequences will not come from another person. The consequences will come from within, which means that my anger will create my symptoms. I'll get gallstones, I'll get cervical pains, I'll get acidity, I'll get headaches, my sleep will be disturbed, I'll have stiffness in the body, all that will come. All those circumstances or consequences will come as a result of my behavior and my careless use of my emotions and feelings. But that's got nothing to do with how other people choose to behave with me. If other people believe that all these years I was a victim and now I'm going to be the perpetrator, I'm going to throw fire onto this person, that's not a part of your journey at all. So I have another question. Is observing one's emotions of anger not suppression? Suppression leads to disease, I believe. No, it's not suppression. When you're observing, you're not suppressing. When you're observing, you're just paying attention to your emotion. You are aware. You're not controlling at all. When you are aware, you are in charge. When you are in charge, then your emotions do not rise. But when you lose your awareness is when the emotions will rise. When you're observant, you are the master, not your mind, not your emotions, not your ego. You, the divine self, is the master when you are in your awareness. And that, to get there, you need to meditate. It's very simple. Every day, same time, same place, meditate. Get to that point. So let us get back to this practice of acceptance now. Come back to the maypole, to the tall pole with different colored ribbons. Hold on to the ribbon once again and just pull the ribbon twice just to tell the higher consciousness, hey, I'm holding on to you. You'll feel a surge of energy in your body if you're aware. And now we are going to send the blessings of the higher consciousness to people whom we have judged in the past. We are going to send blessings to the people whom we have judged and whom we believe are victims of judgment. I want you to bring to your memory one of these people whom you believe is a cause of your anger, is a victim of your anger, or you are a victim of their anger. Any kind of unpleasantness that exists. And if you even want to see yourself standing in front of a mirror, you can do that. And now ask the higher consciousness to send its loving and healing energies through your hands. As if you are blessing, raise your hand towards either your reflection or the person whom you are visualizing. And let the loving and healing energies from your higher consciousness flow through your hands to that person. Remember, this is not your loving and healing energies. It's the loving and healing energies of the higher consciousness. If there is more than one person, send it to each one of them, one after another. Be patient No need to hurry. When you send out love, you also fill with love. So without hesitation, send this loving and healing energies. Come back to conscious awareness and slowly open your eyes. It's okay if you're not able to concentrate. It's absolutely fine. Do not expect anything. You don't need concentration. You just have to raise your hand and it'll flow. The higher consciousness knows what to do. Our problem is that we always want to know. We are too curious. We expect all the time. We don't need to do any of these things. You just visualize the other person, raise the hand, and the rest will happen. Are there any questions? You can raise your hand and ask questions. Are there any questions? What if observing is considered as ignorance by opposite person? Like I told you, it's got nothing to do with anyone else. It's okay. There was this person who practiced forgiving. And that one moment when he missed, his mother told him, "You are the person who meditate. How come you missed?" And the person told himself, "Yes, I missed." He picked himself up. It took him 6 years to practice, and finally his parents accepted that he no longer shifts his awareness. Yes, Rashi.
Sir, you said in the beginning that when two people are fighting, even then we should not go and stop them.
Correct.
Isn't it right to, you know, make peace there? I mean,
why would you want to interfere?
Why would I want? It's not a good sight and it is not right.
It's not a good sight. So get out of the place. Two people.
Even
are,
if they are your family members or your own people.
There are two people who are just showcasing their ego and trying to prove themselves right.
Mm-hmm.
They are already in a mess, and the last thing they will do is to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to be a part of that? Anyways, they will not listen to you. Now you will lose your cool in the process of calming them down.
Yes, that's true.
Why would you want to have to do anything with that? The one thing, if at all you want to do anything, is to just pray to the higher consciousness, God, please shower on them all the love in the universe so that they can realize what they are doing to themselves.
Okay.
And then leave it to the higher consciousness, because then it's a choice up to them whether they want to receive that love of the higher consciousness or not. It's up to them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. So I have another question here. So when we are aware, we learn to let go of the emotions rather than suppress it. No. When you are aware, there is nothing to let go of. When you're aware, you are in charge. So you don't let your emotions into the play. You just observe. You say, "Oh my God, there was so much of fighting. Let me back off or let me start praying." That's what you do. you are absolutely at peace. If people say, look at this fellow, he is not even concerned. He is so disjointed from the family. He doesn't appear to be a part of the family. It's okay for them to say whatever they want to do, as long as you are accepting. Yes, you can send flowers, imaginary flowers to them. Yes, Shilpa.
Doc, I have seen that when I'm less in awareness, when I'm waking up or going to bed or I'm tired, it's like I'm low on patience. That's when I seem to have bad judgment.
Judgment is bad. Judgment is bad. What is bad judgment?
Yeah, sorry. Not that I'm being judgmental, but what I mean is judging the situation of what I need to do. There's when I'm like tired, I'm really, I don't know if because I'm tired, I'm low on patience and I seem to...
You lose it. That's what you want to say. Why are you protecting your ego? See how difficult it is to say the truth. Be in awareness. I have another question here. What if my anger towards the other person is because of their fault, like their laziness, lying? How to handle such situations? It's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. Each person's karma. Now, why are people actually lazy? Are people really lazy? They are not. They are completely aware of their responsibility. But it is just that they have trained themselves to listen to the mind and their ego selves, which says that it's okay, I will do it later, rather than listening to their inner voice, which says, get up and do it now. They made it a habit. And they are victims of their own making. I remember there was this person who never helped his mother. Never. He never helped his mother. And his mother passed away. She had cancer and she passed away. And even to this day, on her birthday, whenever on his birthday, he's taken to drinking. It's because he's a victim. He feels, I did not do anything to my mother. But he is too scared to admit it. So every birthday he drinks. So he can forget. He can erase that, trying to erase that guilt. He wants to run away from that guilt, but it's not possible. He's a victim of his own laziness. So please don't bother about anybody. Try to help yourself first. And when you are full of love, when you are in love, help others. Set an example. That's all that you have to do. Set an example. If you really care about somebody, set an example. Don't shout at them. Don't scream at them. Just set an example if you really care. Because when they want to change, then they will remember what you did and how you did it. It'll be easier for them to practice. So always set an example. The most difficult thing to do is to set an example. And please commit yourself to setting a positive example. Never say, I will never get angry. Say that I will practice being aware. You can never not get angry, but you can always practice being better. So practice being better from today. Why do you want so much importance? What is the reason you want so much importance? You called somebody, you wanted a glass of water and it didn't come. So what? You call someone outside and they'll take 5 more minutes. So what? Why this importance? Get rid of it. Many years ago, there's something that happened from which I learned. We had to go to a dance program where my daughter's gurus told that we have to please bring her so that she can watch and learn. And I instructed my wife, I'm using these words intentionally, I instructed my wife that I will arrive at 6 p.m. and we will leave. So I arrived at 6 p.m. and my wife said, "Dad has come, get ready." Now, that was enough to infuriate me. I got so angry and so upset for such a long time that all the while that I went driving the car with my family, I made sure that they cried, made sure that they were unhappy and hurt. And obviously, we did not enjoy the dance program, but on the way back, it was a complete 90 minutes of reflective time for me. And then I resolved, from the next time we go out, depending on what time we start, until the time we return, it's my time to the family. Now, how the family will use the time, how they will choose to get ready, what time will they get ready, when will they start, none of it bothers me after that. Because I have committed my time to my family from the starting time to the ending time. It's become a lot more comfortable, so comfortable that it does not anger me anymore. But disciplines are in place, rules are not. Which means that if we leave at 6, we leave at 6, but we don't leave angrily. We leave peacefully. That is the shift that has happened. And the way it has happened is purely by awareness. It is not by fighting. So get rid of your importance and bring value in place of importance. When you value your existence, anger has no place. So value your importance, your place in your family, in your place in your office, in your place in your society. That value is very important. So don't let anger peek into you so easily. Don't give up so easily. Don't tolerate. Be aware. That's how you do it. So there is one other question. How to handle guilt? What is guilt? Let us have one session on guilt, because many people are guilty of what they should have done which they never did, what they could have done that they never did, what they must have done which they never did. A lot of people have guilt. So it's too short to answer this, because this will take us to another hour, so which we don't want to. So we will take that another session. Yes, Induji.
Namaste, sir.
Namaste.
To continue with what you told us, no rules, only discipline. Mm-hmm. What if they are late again? Then, what do you do, sir?
Everybody has to learn on their own accord.
Correct. So, what posture do I maintain if they are late?
This is what I do. I say that the vehicle will leave at 6 in the evening with you or without you.
Correct, sir. So I also follow this. Okay.
Yes, so no anger.
The same grid.
But no anger.
I also don't get angry anymore.
So sometimes we see one of our family members running behind the car with shoes in the hand. So then we slow then we slow down and let them get in.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. All right. So we'll have a very short meditation before we end. I'm sorry we've just short by another 5 minutes, but we'll have a short meditation just to end. Let us have a beautiful gratitude meditation. End this in a beautiful way. Close your eyes or keep your eyes open, whatever that suits you. Keep your neck, your head and your body in a straight line. Hold on to the ribbon of the higher consciousness. As you breathe in, ask the higher consciousness to send to you its relaxing energies. Just breathe it in deeply and ask it to restore calm and peace in you. Breathe in this relaxing energy again and ask your higher consciousness to restore calm and peace in you. Ask your higher consciousness to send to you its healing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, ask it to release everything that's painful, all the painful memories. Ask it to release all the painful memories. Now, ask your higher consciousness to bring to your awareness all those moments which you need to release from your memory. Bring your hands together in Namaskara Mudra. Ask your higher consciousness to send loving and healing energies. Breathe in this loving and healing energies. As you breathe out, ask your higher consciousness to flood these memories with loving and healing energies. Literally see like a jet of water from a fire hose. See loving and healing energies just flood as if it is flowing out of a fire hose that you're holding between your two hands. In the end, everything ends in love. When everything ends in love, there are no remnants. We are all divine. Who reside in this body, mind, ego. Let us choose to plant seeds that will sprout into beautiful flowers. Let us plant saplings that will give us beautiful, fragrant, fresh blossom flowers. Looking at which all of creation will be happy. Let us be messengers of love, of joy, of happiness from today. Let us set examples of being beautiful beings that radiate love. It takes only a moment to lose your awareness, but it takes a practice of a lifetime to maintain it. You have this lifetime, and so let us use this lifetime to practice awareness. The more we practice, the less we lose. And the practice is just to be. So let us be from today, from now. With this, I end today's meditation. Wish you all a very happy weekend. And let us all live in love. For those of you who have your partners with you, You can go and give your partner a hug and say, I behave badly and I choose to improve my behavior. I know I have hurt you. I know it's not wrong, it's not right for me to ask for forgiveness. I will make my best efforts to improve upon myself. When you ask your partner for apology, then you're just renewing all the memories which they don't want to resurrect. So don't ask for apology. Announce that you behave badly and you wish to correct yourself, and you will put your best effort in doing so. That way you leave hope. And you will see that your hope will manifest as a reality. Have a beautiful, blissful, and blessed weekend. Namaste.